A federal judge is sentencing two former Mississippi law enforcement officers today for their part in the racially motivated torture of two black men in January 2023. A warning that what follows may be disturbing for some listeners. Joshua Hartfield and Brett McAlpin were part of a group of officers who called themselves the Goon Squad. After receiving a complaint that two black men were staying with a white woman, the group entered the home without a warrant, beat and sexually abused the men, and shot one of them through the mouth. Both men survived the attack.
The officers attempted to cover up the attack by planting false evidence to justify their break-in. That cover-up was exposed, and all six officers involved pleaded guilty to a long list of federal civil rights charges. Michael McEwen has been covering the sentencing for Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Michael, McAlpin was sentenced to 27 years today, and that's a longer sentence than Hartfield is expected to receive. Why is that?
McAlpin is actually the Rankin County Sheriff Department's lead investigator, or he was rather. That means that not only was he the lead investigator on many cases that the department had, as far as criminal cases, but also investigations into possible officer misconduct. And it's purported that he's the one who sent the message that really began the whole raid that night. He, along with former Lieutenant Jeffrey Middleton, also told the other officers that if they reported what happened that night, they would have them killed. He's seen as one of the two supervisors directly involved with the raid, and Judge Tom Lee takes that into account with sentencing. Hartfield is a bit of a different case. Hartfield was a police officer with a municipality in Rankin County, and so he, along with Christian Deadman, took part in the raid when they actually weren't working. They were both off duty and were essentially hanging out together at a neighbor's house having drinks and barbecuing with their families. They left that social function at 10 or 11 at night with their families and friends to take part in this raid.
And Deadman was sentenced to 40 years in prison. The victims, Jenkins and Parker, have been present for the sentencings and listened to the testimonies of these members of the so-called Goon Squad. What have we heard from the victims?
So Michael Corey Jenkins has been left with permanent cognitive and speech issues just from his injuries that night. He was the victim who was shot through the mouth, and he barely survived that. So he's had very little to say in court. He has had his attorney, Malik Shabazz, read statements for him. Yesterday, Michael Jenkins spoke specifically to Deadman in his statement and said that Deadman was the worst among them, and he did the most egregious, he was the most aggressive with his acts, and that he thought he was the devil and that he was not only guilty of everything alleged and that he pled guilty to, but he was also guilty of trying to take Michael Corey Jenkins' manhood, because during the raid, he did try to sexually assault him. Eddie Parker had even stronger words for Christian Deadman in court yesterday. He actually stood right next to Deadman's table with his attorney and spoke directly to him and said that he saw the devil in his house that night, and at home he's supposed to feel safe and protected, and that he hasn't felt that way since January of 2023. He told me outside court on the first day that he still has trouble going out into public, he has trouble falling asleep at night, and they both just want to move on from this.
You can hardly blame them. You know, it's hard to imagine, Michael, that no one else within the department or even in city government knew about the actions of the Goon Squad. This group of a law enforcement officer seems to have been in operation for years.
Yeah, some other reporting has shown that these officers have been doing things like this for at least 20 years, if not more. The name Goon Squad on its surface comes off in the sense that they're goons and they're violent, but it's really named after a former sheriff in central Mississippi who was called Goon Jones, and his tactics of violence and intimidation were especially relevant during the civil rights period and afterwards, where he essentially terrorized black residents. And current Rankin County Sheriff Brian Bailey has said that Goon Jones was his mentor. And so the Goon Squad kind of takes its name from that too. Opdyke, Deadman, and Hunter Elward, who was sentenced on day one, they've all said that it was the culture of the Rankin County Sheriff's Department that that molded them into these men who carried out these acts and this brutality. Christian Dedman yesterday actually said that the only reason he had been promoted to narcotics detective was because of the pain and the brutality he inflicted on people, and that he essentially bought into what his superiors required of him. With that, and with McAlpin, the lead investigator, being sentenced today, questions that already existed about whether Brian Bailey knew and consented to this, you know, I think they've become even more serious. And just as time has gone on, people are really pushing on Brian Bailey to provide some answers.
Michael McEwen is with Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.